You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I am Alex.
I'm Pete.
And we are here on the confluence of BIX, the Brooklyn Woo-hoo, Independent BIX! Comics Showcase. Yeah! Pete just flew in on the train and jumped right into an interview with one of our favorite guests.
His arms are tired.
I was avoiding that joke because I didn't know if it made sense with a train, but, like, you know, it's cool.
It's all good.
Yeah. His wheels are tired, I guess. Anyway, Fred Valenti is here.
Couplers.
Fred, welcome. Excited to chat with you.
Ditto. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. And you brought us copies of the book that I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, my gosh. Serendipity.
Yes. So the future is...
shit.
There's five letters, Pete.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Six, believe it or not.
Oh, shitty.
Yeah. Shitty?
Five is the world. Six is the future is.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There are six asterisks there. Anyway, the thing that's crazy about this project, and I'm sure you're aware of it is planned for 5 years?
5 years, 60 issues. Yep. And I'm on board for all 6-0.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so...
Fred making plans, baby. Come on.
Well, that's right. That never happens in the comic book industry. It never happens at all in pretty much anything.
I love it. Fred's sticking his middle finger way up in the air. He's like, come get me. Come on. Check out what I'm doing.
I don't... Okay, Pete's coming in hot is what's happening right now.
I mean, it's what happens when he gets on a train. He just gets all excited. Like, I'm moving. Chugga, 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 chugga.
How did this start? How did you get involved with this? Now they're like, hey, real quick, we're going to do this for 5 years.
So... it did not start out as a 5-year plan. What ended up happening was there's an info security company called Black Hills Information Security that has a comic book arm, you know, as you do when you're in information security. So these guys are white hack hackers, right? These are the people that banks and casinos hire to break into them and you know, test their security. And their marketing guy is a guy named Jason, wonderful guy, who used to work for Diamond, used to run Free Comic Book Day, in fact.
Oh,
it was
a comics
retailer. He owned a shop called A Comic Shop in Florida that a lot of people have heard of.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But now he works in cybersecurity. He's like, he wanted to make comics, both as a way to sort of tell people about cybersecurity and because people like comics. There's a young man here.
Who wants some candy.
Who wants candy.
That's the magic of cons.
You know. I feel like I should just stand here with the bowl.
Drizzlers.
We got Airheads.
We have some questions about candy later on.
Yeah, do you want mom? You want some?
No,
yeah, she's
okay.
Good. All right, okay, she's up. And I think they were initially thinking about doing. They came to me through like the work I do with Ryan Dunleavy with like action activists and action philosophers and comic book history of comics and the nonfiction stuff. I think they were originally thinking about doing it.
Was amazing,
stuff.
By the way. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We've been doing them since 2003. It's still going strong.
Wow.
I mean, 5-year plan. Please. You can do that stand on my head. Those ain't years. But then talking to them, we sort of realized that to do anything about cybersecurity set today, all that stuff, as you can imagine it being tech, would be obsolete within, you know, less than 5 years, for that matter.
Sure.
So they came with the idea of setting it in the future instead. And instead, what we have is a ragtag team of vigilante hackers and a dystopian future where you don't have rights, you have terms of service.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
There was Hacker Wars and the Black Hats won. And so our team of the future is basically they're Robin Hood vigilantes out there protecting people from Black Mirror-esque horror scenarios.
Wow.
In fact, I did a great podcast yesterday where they were like, the guy was like, it's Black Mirror, but hopeful. I thought that was a great way of describing
it.
You know, so it's a lot of, shall we say, scary scenarios, but unlike a horror story where you always end up being crushed by the horrible thing, here we have heroes who are saving people from it.
Well, awesome. Okay, so to get back, not to focus too much on the publishing plan, but how, at what point did it become like, and we're going to do this for 5 years?
Well, not to like humble brag, but what happened was I turned in this book, this hardcover, I turned in to you guys, gave to you guys.
This is a
which
quality
is our first
hardcover.
Issue, which is, it's over 120, our first issue is like 120 pages being retailed for, I think it's 1227, which is a hacker joke.
Yeah.
The number is a hacker joke.
Yeah.
And I turned this in, and they're like, we want 5 years of this. That's how much they liked it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I was like, done. They were like the team. They were like the world we came up with. Me and Ennio Ruffi are fantastic artists.
Agreed.
And they were just all in. And I just got told to write issue, 19. Issue 1 has not come out yet, and I'm working on issue 19.
That's crazy.
So we're not kidding around here.
So, to get back to what you were saying, though, and I know you're saying that, like, you did it set in the future, right? So you don't have to worry about what's happening now, but at the same time, the end of this series is going to come out in 2030 something like that. So how do you still keep it current, given that you are also working so far ahead?
Well, we don't ever specify what the future is in terms of the year. So there's one of our main characters' name is Sally. She's about 70-ish, although we never tell her name. We never really give her exact age either for obvious reasons. She was in high school now. So that sort of gives you an idea of how forward we're going. So, and a lot of the world, the thing that really sold me on this was they gave me a book on something called augmented reality, which is not virtual reality. For those of you who don't know, anyone who's played Pokemon Go on their phone knows what augmented reality is. You're just taking the internet and slapping it over the real world, except in our future, we've gotten rid of these phone things, right? You have implants in your head, and so the screen is your eyeballs, and everything's just projected directly on there. And so it's a great way to sort of take hacking and take computer stuff and not have it be a bunch of people sitting there typing in their keyboards because and make it extremely visual in the visual medium.
Awesome.
Obviously, not obviously, I mean, this isn't quite your department because your department is to turn in the scripts and craft the comic and craft the story. But again, given things that are also rapidly changing in terms of print and distribution and all of those things, what have the conversations like that been, if at all?
So, again, we're very fortunate that the head of our company used to run Free Comic Book Day and used to work for Diamond and used to be a comics retailer. So we're doing a lot of heavy retailer outreach. Our publisher's Adam Freeman, who runs a company called Prana Direct Market Services. So we're very retailer-friendly. What they're really trying to do is get people going to comic stores excited about cybersecurity and excited about hacking. Each issue of the future is, meaning that each floppy issue, needless to say, not every issue will not be 120 pages long.
Sure.
They're going to be more the 20 to 32 regular size comics. Each one are going to have what they call CTF challenges or capture the flag challenges. So each comic is going to be a mini hacking game that they've already set up online in it. So it's not just motivating people who buy the comic, who are comics fans, to get into cybersecurity. We're trying to drive people who are into tech and into this field into the comic shops and get more customers in the comic shops, get them to spend, you know, the future is great. Who is this Batman person I've heard so much about, you know? Wolverine, what's his deal? You know?
Now, just to check, is this some sort of Last Starfighter situation where it's like, ha ha ha, hack this stuff, isn't that fun? But really, there's like a secret goal to hack the Pentagon?
You'll find out in year five.
Oh, no.
Now, where do you stand on the, you know, old chip in your head, that kind of stuff? Like, you're writing about something that happens, but like, are you for it? Are you like, yo, chip me up? I don't want to walk around with wallets and
phones. Just to clarify, we chipped Pete a while ago because we kept losing him.
Yeah. That's right. That's why you knew he was coming here on the train.
Exactly.
Based on his velocity, he's not driving. He's going in a straight line. I wouldn't get contacts.
Okay.
So I don't see myself getting like, you know, I'm talking to three handsome, bespectacled gentlemen, four bespectacled people here at the booth. I wouldn't even get contact, so I don't see myself
getting
the cyber implants. Mm. I'm no net runner.
Okay, I wasn't sure how deep in you were. You know.
Yeah, I don't see it happening, you know.
All right, okay.
You're a pretty prolific writer. How much of your time at this point is spent just on this book?
A significant amount. A big chunk of the month, yeah.
Wow.
Because we want to get... what it really reminds me of is... Back in the day when I was one of the webheads, there were seven people writing Amazing Spider-Man. That's what this feels like, except I am the only webhead.
Okay.
Because you're feeding multiple artists at the same time, because they really are very serious, not just about a five-year plan, about this is happening once every month for 5 years plan. Mm.
Wow.
So we don't even want to be late.
Yeah.
Or fill in artists or anything like that, so...
But you're working on other things at the same time, right? You're still doing stuff for Valiant, I believe?
I am. I'm writing Harbinger, which should be coming out in the fall.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Very excited about that.
What can you tell us about, I know that's a while off, but like it sounds like it's a little bit of a different take, or is it more of a back to basics take?
I mean the real elevator pitch for it is that it's the ultimate version of the Valiant universe. We're reimagining all the characters for a new era. If you read the end of Valiant Resurgence, which is the big event that ended earlier in the year that I also wrote, you saw that the universe is kind of split off into different variations, and this is one of those variations.
How, given that you have written so much of the Valiant universe and so many of these characters, how do you brainwise be like, great, sweep that away, start fresh, let's go in with the absolute ultimate version?
Well, I mean, other than the fact that the all-new Harbinger of Valiant Beyond team is run by Obadiah Archer, who is of Archer and Armstrong fame, somebody I'm very familiar with, which I should say was not my idea. That was the publisher's idea.
Yeah.
I've never written any of these specific characters before, so it's actually kind of super easy. I'm introducing some characters from my Generation Zero run, but other than a couple, this is all brand new stuff for me.
And again, maybe this is not necessarily your job focus, but recently... I'm going to see if I get this right. Alien Books made a deal with IDW to publish their line, including Valiant.
Correct.
Have you started to get any input from IDW, or is that totally separate?
Not that I'm aware of, unless my editor is passing along stuff from IDW. But they're certainly welcome to give all the input they want.
All right, there you go. What else, before we let you go, what else do you want to plug, if anything?
Another thing I'm really excited about, a book that's coming out from Mad Cave, which is a murder mystery set in Disney World called Murder Kingdom. The trade for that drops at the end of May, so that's coming up really soon. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
On that note, we've been really loving the stuff that's been coming out from Mad Cave, and it feels like almost everything that's coming out from them is very classic upstart comic book comedy, like, oh, this is an easy movie pitch, easy TV pitch. Except they're very focused on the comic books.
Yes, I think that's very accurate, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so what did they impress on you, if anything, when you're coming to them with Murder Kingdom?
The great marketing team. I think they have a great spread in comic cons, which is great. I'll be signing for them at the American Library Association convention, which is in Philly this year in June, so I'll be doing Murder Kingdom there. Quick train ride. I also am a train aficionado. Very excited about that. And like you said, they really care. They're very comics first company. I was very thrilled they did Murder Kingdom, which is an idea I'd been kicking around. First as a prose novel, actually, and then I was like, this should be a comic. Because, you know, it's this big set piece thing set in an amusement park that would be very, frankly, very expensive to do in a movie. But so they but it's been doing really well for them, and I'm really excited about it.
That's awesome.
Fred, always great chatting with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking the time. Enjoy Bix.
I will.
Yay!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.